We get ready for the second half with Wisconsin leading Western Illinois 35-19. We'll see if they can keep this trend going. Do a lot of damage inside. See if they can keep that going in the second half.
I'm wondering if they saw a little success with their bigger lineup and if they're going to stick with that. I'm curious how they're going to start the second half here for Western Illinois. But yes, I believe the keys of the game are the same. Start in the paint, end in the paint. Guys that are going to be able to take advantage of that once they start to suck that in. Look at AJ Store already with 11 points. I think he's going to have at least 20 tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you with Western Illinois. We'll see how Coach Chad Boudreaux plays it, and it looks like he's not going to go that route. He'll have Cisse out there. He had Cisse at 6'11", and Joe Patakas at 6'11", out there for a few minutes, but going back to his original starting five here to begin the second half as Braden Lamar will inbound it to Ryan Myers. Leathernecks move to our left. Second half is underway. Badgers up by 16 here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Here's Dent trying a three. Left side, back rim, no good. Stephen Crow had the rebound, lost it. Cisse is there, and a second chance after all. Here's West driving the paint, and then right to the rim. Layup is good for Josiah West.
Yeah, you gotta secure those rebounds. You can't give them second chances.
First second chance points of the game for Western Illinois. Badgers moving to our right. A.J. Store, top of the circle. A bounce to Hepburn. Wide open three. He'll take it and miss it from the left side. Cisse the rebound. And here comes James Dead. Quickly up the floor. And a bounce to West. Again, flying to the rim. Slam dunk. Four quick ones for Western Illinois. 35-23 Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin's got to get in control of that, because you let a team like this start to sniff that they're into the game, and this could get really dangerous.
Max Klesman bouncing to Crowell. Gets it back to Klesman on the right side. Klesman flips at the wall up top. Tyler puts it on the floor. He'll drive right lane line. One pump goes up and in off the window. Wall on the attack.
Good job of using his body and keeping the defender on his outside shoulder.
37-23 Wisconsin. A minute 20 gone by in the second half of play. James Dent at the left point. Cisse sets the screen. And Dent will turn the corner. In the lane, a step. Gives off to Myers, right wing. Myers lost the handle. Wall bothered him. And it went out of bounds, but they'll say last touched by Wisconsin.
And that's what they were missing early on in the season, is the guys weren't pinching off the top side. A really great job, because what that does is disturbs the guy who's trying to dribble and penetrate.
Myers, baseline right, will be inbound. Gets it into Dents. Baseline right around the Cisse screen. Mid-range jump right side. Danced off the rim, no good. Hepburn the rebound. He'll turn and push. Throwing to Store. Lines up a three right side. Off the rim, no good. One and out for Wisconsin. Here comes Dents the other way for Western Illinois. Minute 50 into the second half. 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Dent will leave it for West. West right of the lane. Offensive foul. And it looks like they may get... they get this on Braden Lamar. Let's see. He's the animated one. And that's going to be his second and the first of the half on Western Illinois.
He's trying to be aggressive, but in the wrong way. Arms are coming up high and hitting guys. And if you just keep your stuff low, you're probably going to get away with that.
Stephen Crowell against West on the right wing. Bounce pass to Wall up top. Flips to Hepburn, top of the circle. Hepburn will leave it for Klesman outside right. Max holds and looks, retreats on the dribble with eight of the shot clock. With the ball is Crowell, hands off to A.J. Store. Store in the lane, got tied up, lost it off his hands, and out of bounds. It'll belong to Western Illinois. About 2.5 minutes into the second half, 37-23 Wisconsin. Blackwell will come in, replacing A.J. Store.
It's not the wrong move, just the wrong pace. He's been attacking the hoop really strong, and he went a little too gentle.
Ryan Myers will dribble it across through the center circle. Going to Braden Lamar, hands it back to Myers. Hepburn defends, Cisse to screen. The drop coverage from Crowell. Myers backing in the paint, turns it back out to Dent. Shot clock is at 10. Dent against Klesman off the Cisse screen. Dent working against Crowell. Kick out Myers, tries a three, splashed it for the right side. Second three for Ryan Myers, 37-26 Wisconsin. 3 minutes gone, second half.
They're really coming out and being aggressive, which they weren't in the first half.
Leathernecks have hit three of their first five shots in the second half. Here's John Blackwell out high. looks to crowd, quick pass to Wall, left block, one pump up right hand, good again. Tyler Wall with 11.
Yeah, did a really good job of being aggressive to the baseline, sucks Issei down and in, and then reversed into the middle. Great job.
39-26 Wisconsin, 3.5 minutes gone, second half. Dent on the left wing, he'll toss it to West, thought about it, turned it down, leaves it for Ryan Myers, high on the right. Myers matched up with Hepburn, back out to West, 8 to shoot, West against Wall, West backing, 5 to shoot, West left lane line with 2 to shoot, turns up right hand, missed, but a foul, and they're going to get Tyler Wall, and that's going to be his first.
He just got his hands low, that's all. He had him around his waist instead of staying high.
Got caught doing it.
Also, something can happen. We just saw the replay on the screen. Klesmet needs to come down off the top. His guy's not going to shoot that ball. Pinch from the low or from the high side.
West just 6 of 14 at the foul line this season, but the first free throw is straight through. Last year, he was but 56% for the foul line. But he's had some production here in this second half early on. 5 points in the second half, 7 for the game. Second free throw too long, no good. Wall the rebound. 39-27 Wisconsin, 16:08 to play. Wall to the front court, hands off to Blackwell, a toss to Crowell, leads it for Klesmet between the circles, flips to Hepburn high on the left. Chucky, dangerous pass, wanted Wall, picked off by Cisse, a lazy pass, and here's Myers the other way for the Leathernecks. Outside left, throwing to Braden Lamar. Now Myers lobs it into West, backing on Klesmet, left of the lane, mid post left, still backing, back to the basket. Get back to Dent, 10 to shoot. Dent, right elbow jump is good. Off the dribble, he has 10. 39-29 Wisconsin, 4.5 minutes into the second half.
They're not going to go away easy.
They're not. You can see the confidence growing here for Western Illinois. With the ball is Chucky Hepburn, and he got fouled by Dent, trying to crowd him to the sideline. Got in too close, has 3 fouls on James Dent. We have the under 16 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin, together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:20 remaining, Wisconsin 39, Western Illinois 29. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Boy, off to a good start in the second half, outscoring the Badgers 10-4. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, 15-20 remaining.
They're mixing it up, really aggressive. They're getting into the lane and getting second chances at the hoop, which Wisconsin kept to a minimum in the first half.
39-29 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee on the floor. Nolan Winter, John Blackwell, Max Klesman, and Marcus Ilver. Klesman near the center circle. Turns down the Winter screen. A kick to McGee. Tries a three. Right side. Bangs off the rim. No good. Cisse the rebound. Here comes Ryan Myers. Western Illinois with a chance to get it to single digits. A little more than 5 minutes gone. Second half. 39-29 Wisconsin. Myers wanted to lob it inside to West. Broken up by Marcus Ilver. And here's Kamari McGee. Scoots to the front court along the left sideline. McGee from Ilver. It's off to John Blackwell, throwing to Winter, high on the left, hands off to McGee. Kamari leaves it for Ilver, high on the right. Passes off to Winter, refeeds Ilver with 10 on the shot clock. Ilver gives it to Klesman. Top of the circle, deep three, straight on, straight in. For Max Klesman, his first points of the game.
Great job lulling him to sleep, kept his hands down low, was able to get that with no problem.
42-29 Wisconsin, 14-14 to play. Lamar gives off to Josiah West. Sends it to Cisse, a hand off to Myers. Lobs it, Cisse low on the right, goes up, broken up by Klesman. And Drew Cisse will go to the free throw line.
Great job by Klesman coming over to that, because that happens, they get a little extra momentum from that kind of a dunk. So good job by Max to break it up, because he's going to shoot, what, under 40%?
Mm-hmm. And he is 0 for 2 tonight, is Drew Cisse at the free throw line. 5 of 15 he is now for the season. 13-point lead for the Badgers, 14:05 remaining. First free throw for Cisse is good. Of course.
Stick it.
That's right. I got you under 40%.
Yeah, talking smack over here.
Second free throw coming up. On the way, straight through. Yeah, he did. Cisse pulls the team within 11.
Got him the old-fashioned way.
I guess. Here's Blackwell against the pressure. And now released by Western Illinois. 14 minutes to play, 42-31 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter, he'll take it right of the circle. Missed the three, trying to follow. Can't get there in time. Cisse does. And now James Dent to the front court for the Leathernecks. Dent against Max Klesman. Bounces through Josiah West. West against Blackwell. Starting to back, and a pass broken up by Klesman. Run down by Dent. 13 on the shot clock. James Dent resets the offense. High screen Cisse. Dent's going to use it. Now whirls to the free throw line, hanging, shooting, missing, but a foul. And James Dent threw the contact on Klesman, and Dent will shoot two.
That's really not on Klesman. I know he got the foul, but your teammate Winter's got to come out and hedge on that end of the screen. Dent's too dangerous off the dribble.
Badgers have had it in double digits since about the 7 minute mark of the first half. Free throw good, and it's 42-32 Wisconsin. Winter and Klesman will sit down. Crow, Storr, Ilver, Blackwell, and McGee, the five of the floor. Second free throw for Dent, no good. Rebound, Marcus Ilver. Out fights his teammate, Stephen Crow. And now Kamari McGee throwing to Crow, top of the circle. Blackwell, top of the wheel. A flip for Ilver, high on the left, leaves it for Storr. A.J. kills the dribble. Oh, bad pass inside, wanted Crow, picked off by West. And here comes James Dent. And his pass left side for Myers, broken up out of bounds by Kamari McGee.
A little too much of a telegraph right there by Storr. I'm going to throw it to you. If you pump it twice, you better just reverse the ball.
13:05 to play, 42-32 Wisconsin. Braden Lamar, sideline left front court, inbounding. He'll throw it to Cisse. Goes off to Ryan Myers. Drives on McGee to the bucket. Shot blocked, but a foul is called. They may get McGee here. Let's see. Yep, they do. They'll get Kamari. That'll be his first. And a chance now for Western Illinois to get this into a single-digit game.
Well, they're pressing their game plan. What we talked about is opposite of what needs to happen. And Western Illinois is doing a really good job getting downhill, buckets at the basket, and being aggressive. I like the second half approach.
And let's see what we have here. I think
They call that goaltending?
They call it a goaltend, I believe. Chad Boudreaux was really campaigning for that.
Is that something that could be, even be reviewed?
Well, if they called a goaltend on the floor, which I think they might have done. Otherwise, I don't think you can. At this stage, let's say 13 minutes to play. It's 42-32. Wisconsin leading Western Illinois. So there is a review. They went ahead and gave the motion there. So there is a... The score did not reflect that they called it. Didn't look like the ball was within the cylinder there, nor did I don't think the attempt hit the glass first. So they'll see what they come up with here with 13 minutes to play. 42-32 Wisconsin at the moment. There was a foul on Kamari McGee, so at the very least, Ryan Myers will be shooting shooting free throws. The question is, does he shoot one or does he shoot two?
I think what they're also looking at is the second tap to see if he did block it, but yeah. It looks like they're going to give him two. He did not hit the ball on either attempts. Getting an explanation right now.
Yeah, to the TV guys. Yeah, to Butchie. Nodding like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Real confident.
Two free throws coming up for Ryan Myers. Left-hander with the first attempt. It will bounce in for him.
Well, Wisconsin right now has to change the rhythm. We're about ready to go into the 12-minute timeout. You got a minute. You got probably two possessions. It's under the 10-point mark. What they have to do is get a stop, score. You got to take back over that momentum.
Second free throw is good. That burn in for McGee, 42-34. Wisconsin's lead down to 8. Presses on for Western Illinois under 13 minutes to play. Marcus Silver throws it back to Hepburn. Chucky will get it across with 3 seconds to spare. Now it's John Blackwell. Whistle off the ball. They'll get Cisse. He was jostling with Stephen Crowell, and Cisse... It's his second foul. Tyler Wall coming back in for Marcus Silver.
He really doesn't have to do that. He's so quick down there. Just stay back, get that position, and let Crowell make the mistake.
Tay Knox coming in for Drew Cisse. Cisse, 6 points, 8 rebounds here in this game. Hepburn, baseline left to inbound. Finds Storr throwing to Crowell. Between the arcs. Crowell up top. Getting it started. A handoff to Hepburn. Chucky left of the lane. Hepburn probing, 8 to shoot. Hepburn in the paint, throws it to Storr, tries a 3 right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell reaching up over traffic. Another opportunity for Wisconsin with 12:27 remaining. Hepburn on the dribble, drives the lane, puts on the brakes, throwing to Crowell, open 3, straight on, straight in for Stephen Crowell.
That is a big bucket. Started by Crowell on the offensive rebound. And finished with the three-pointer.
42-34 Wisconsin, 12:10 remaining. Knox at the top, hands off to Myers. Ryan Myers, right-hand flip for Braden Lamar. Bounce pass to West. Trying to back on Wall. West, little dig from Storr. Now Lamar low on the left. One pump, leans in, pushed it up. No, but he drew the foul on Storr. Good veteran move from Braden Lamar, and he'll shoot free throws as we hit the under 12 media timeout. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 11:54 remaining. Wisconsin 45, Western Illinois 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
.11:54 remaining, 45-34. Wisconsin leads Western Illinois. We mentioned before the game, Carter Gilmore listed as questionable. We have not seen him. He is in uniform, but it's like a night where we're not going to see him.
Yeah, I don't think so. When he was shooting at the beginning of the kind of the warm-up session, he was real ginger, it looked like, on one of his feet. So it's probably a smart move to keep him out.
Braden Lamar will go to the foul line for Western Illinois. He is 2 of 8 at the line this season. Leathernecks have come out here in the second half, and they're showing well. Badgers up 11. They led 16 at the half. Lamar at a Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. Very well-known athletic program there. First free throw is no good. A lot of football talent has come through that high school over the years, including the Badgers' Tretch Kekahuna, and Hawaii native senior year, Bishop Gorman. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound to A.J. Storr. Storr, Hepburn, Blackwell, Wall, and Crowell, the five of the floor. Storr with 11 first-half points, nothing in the second so far. Hepburn goes inside, whistle off the ball as Blackwell got popped. That's on Drew Cisse. That's going to be his third. Chad Boudreau with the decision to make, and he's going to make it right now. He's going to get Tay Knox in there. A long way to go, 11:43 to play. So he's going to get Cisse out of there at least for a few minutes with those three fouls.
Yeah, it's really important to get him out of there, because you get him deep in four foul trouble, then Badgers are going to just dominate inside.
Inbounds pass to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Tay Knox. 7-footer against a 6'9", knocks out the Storr, tries a three, right side, no good. Rebound, Crowell, second chance, Storr. Kick out, Blackwell, right corner, and a whistle, a foul against Wisconsin here, I believe. It's on Western Illinois. The way West was clapping.
He thought he got it because he's outside that ring, but you got to let that guy land. You can't come underneath him.
Yep, got to be in that legal guarding position before the plant leg is down. Inbounds pass is batted around, went off of Braden Lamar and out of bounds to Wisconsin. That foul on West, by the way, a moment ago, his third. 11:27 remaining, 45-34 Wisconsin. Storr's sideline right will throw it into Wall between the arcs. Here comes Tyler driving in the lane, throws it up. No rebound dunk, but it's a foul called first before the crowd follow flush.
Good job by Steven to go right at the rim, because his guy is doubling down on Tyler. So really, really smart play.
Tay Knox, his second foul, and Tyler Wall goes to the free throw line. He has 11 points. He and Storr leading the way here so far. Tyler, 3 out of 4 at the foul line. First attempt for Wall is good.
What Tyler's doing really well, and we talked about this in the last few games that we've done together, is that he's going and making that initial move versus like 7 or 8 back down moves that he did early on and got himself in trouble. So I think if he continues that rhythm, he's going to be doing great.
Second free throw off the rim, no good. And a whistle inside. They're going to get Storr battling for the rebound. That'll be his first. And the team's fifth. Western Illinois has committed six. 46-34, Wisconsin with 11:18 remaining. Myers throwing to Dent outside left off the knock screen, turns a corner. Dent in the lane, pushed it up, no good. Rebound, Crow knocked away. And oh, knocked away by Dent and went off of Crow and out of bounds. Active hands from James Dent.
It is. Crowell's battling in there, and you want to give credit where he's getting in there, but you got to just bring it down and chin it up, big boy.
And bounce pass, Dent on the right wing. Going to Brayden Lamar, flips it to Myers, outside left. Moves it into West. West against Wall. Bump, throws it up. Wild shot, no chance. Crowell the rebound. Good D by Tyler Wall. And here comes Chucky Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Throwing to Storr. Baseline right goes up. Right hand good. Storr with that burst. He has 13.
Way to read that. The defense gave everything to the baseline side, which is his forte to get to the rim.
48-34 Wisconsin. 10:37 remaining. Dent hands off the West of the left wing. Right hand toss to Knox. He'll leave it for Ryan Myers. High on the right. Right in front of the Western Illinois bench. Gets it to Knox. Knox backing on Crow. Pass deflected by Wall. Knox gets it back. Throwing to Dent. Tries a three left side. Good and one. 4-point opportunity as Blackwell got him. James Dent with a three plus one. And they get 48-37 Wisconsin. Max Klesman will come in. Connor Esegin will re-enter. Blackwell and Storr will sit down.
He just laid on the rotation is all. He got caught down because there were two guys down low, and you can't leave the basket side, so just poor position.
James Dent with 14 points, averages nearly 18 a game, which is seven more than he averaged at John A. Logan College last year. Free throw is good. Give him 15 tonight, and the Badgers lead back down to 10, 48-38, 10:18 to play. Chucky Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. Going to Klesman, refeeds Hepburn. Those two play catch. Hepburn out front, feeds Stephen Crow. Crow whips it to a siege, an open three, left side off the rim, no good. Crow had the rebound, then he got hit, so the foul is called. That'll be team foul number seven. And to the free throw line goes Stephen Crow. Western looked like it was in a two, had a little 2-3 defensively there.
They were, and that I think what they're trying to do is stop that inside play. But Siege being on the outside, I don't know if that's the guy I leave open.
J.J. Calicon will come in, replacing Josiah West, who had just picked up his fourth foul. Stephen Crow at the foul line, 62% so far this season. First free throw attempt for him tonight. And the front end is good. Badgers now 10 out of 12 at the foul line.
Well, Crow did really well in that 2-3 when he caught it to the middle. A lot of guys panic and don't know what to do with it. He just kind of held the ball and let the defense come to him first.
Double-double for Stephen Crow as he hits both free throws. And here we go, 50-38 Wisconsin, 9:53 remaining. Cisse back in there on the right side. And he lost the handle, just lost the dribble. It rolls out of bounds near the right corner.
Great help by Esegin right there as he made that dribble. All he did was swipe his hand low to see if he could get at it, and he dribbled it right off his foot.
1-2-2-3 quarter look now from Western Illinois, and they release it. Hepburn to the front court. 9:39 to play, 50-38 Wisconsin. Esegin throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Stevie hands off to Hepburn. Chucky gets at the Wall, finds Klesman on the left side, bounce pass Crowell against Cisse, single coverage, turns baseline, slam dunk Stephen Crowell. Ooh, a little twist in a hurry to the cup.
Cisse overbid on the high side and just a quick spin by Stephen, nice flush down.
52-38 Wisconsin, 9:10 remaining. Myers against Esegin. Goes inside to Brayden Lamar. Working against Hepburn, Lamar, and a whistle, and an offensive foul as Chucky took the hit. Lamar again initiating, extending there, and he picked up his third foul.
In those positions, when you're against a little guy, you cannot slam him like you're doing a post player. You got to face him up and just hit a jump shot.
Boy, he really, that's an easy call.
That's way too easy.
Hepburn loops it through Tyler Wall. 1-2-2 three-quarter look again, and the Badgers get it across. 8:55 to play, 52-38 the Badgers. Klesman high on the right, bounces to Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell sends it back to Max between the circles. Shot clock is at 10. Klesman lobs to Crowell. Way out high, 7 to shoot. Stevie gives off to Hepburn. Chucky pulls up, right elbow. Jumper is good.
And I love that. A little direction by Crowell saying, hey, 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 wait, let me get you that ball because I know where you can shoot this.
54-38 Wisconsin, 8:28 remaining. James Den on the right-hand dribble. Goes behind the back. Foul line jumper. Danced away. No good. Another rebound for Crowell. He has 11 to go with his 13 points. Hepburn left sideline of the front court. Chucky turns down to Crowell. Screen. Lost his balance. Got the pass away before he went to the floor. And now it's Crowell up top. 15 of the shot clock. Crowell throws a Chucky. Thought about it. Shakes. Left of the lane, 8 to shoot. Hepburn fades, flips, good. Hepburn with 6, getting into rhythm.
Little sizzle right there. What they've done a really good job of is they took Western Illinois' punch that first 5 minutes of the second half, and then they've countered it with their own 4 minutes right now into the second half.
8-point run and an 18-point lead. Biggest of the night for Wisconsin at 56-38. Dent wiggles off the left wing, throwing to Ryan Meyer. Steps back, finds Lamar, bounce pass Cisse. Single coverage by Crowell. Little dig from Asijan, a dig from Wall, and Cisse doesn't matter. And he'll throw it up and in. And a timeout taken by Western Illinois. Drew Cisse with the bucket. He has 8 points tonight. This will be a full timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 7:25 remaining, Wisconsin 56, Western Illinois 40. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. And WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7:25 remaining, Badgers 56, Western Illinois 40.
Stephen Crowell has really dominated this game. He's shooting 71% from the field, 100% from three, 100% from the free throw line. Double-double for the night already. He is really putting in work tonight.
His second double-double of this season and the sixth of his career. Double-double number one of this season came a week ago against Virginia. Presses on. J.J. Calicon in the face of Tyler Wall finds Stephen Crowell. And he'll get it back to Wall, and Tyler brings it up the floor, right side of the front court. Leaves it for Chucky Hepburn. Calicon's on it. Now a Siegen up top. A pass for Wall, high on the left. Gives it to Hepburn, left wing. Flips to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell whips it across to Klesman, tries a three. Right corner off the rim, no good. Cisse the rebound. 7 minutes to play, 56-40, Wisconsin. James Dent sets the floor off the high screen from Cisse. Dent, a step in the lane. Bounce pass Calicon, left wing. Ball's on him. Calicon, start to the back, retreats. Gives to Cisse, whips it to Lamar. Messijan is on him, eight to shoot. Lamar backing, back is still swinging that free arm. Now a pivot, a step through, and scoops one off the side of the glass.
He's got to try a new move.
Dude, that was a mess. Here's Max Klesman. Klesman against James Dent with 6:25 remaining. 16-point lead for Wisconsin. Klesman out high with the shot clock at 12. Max with a bounce to his Messijan. Here's Connor at the free throw line. Throws it back out to Hepburn. Shot clock at 5. Chucky off the Crowell screen. Hepburn right elbow jump off the dribble is sweet. So in control is Chucky Hepburn. 58-40 Wisconsin, 6 minutes remaining.
That's exactly what you want, the last few seconds of a shot clock.
Drew Cisse up top, glides to his right, hands off to Dent. Works to the elbow, now retreats beyond the three-point line. Wants a screen again from Cisse, he'll get it. Klesman tries to work over it, helping D from Crowell. Now it's Myers, 5 to shoot. Myers contested 3, right of the circle, thuds off the back rim, no good. And Connor Messijan with a rebound. Chucky Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Hepburn, left wing, finds Crowell, left of the lane. Now for Connor, left corner three, off the rim, no good. Just can't quite get it going. Dent the weak side rebound. Dent, little crossover, left of the lane, off balance shooting, left of the key, no good. Wall the rebound with 5:14 to play.
I love the battle between he and Klesman. Just such a fun watch
it
here
really
tonight.
It really is. Tyler Wall out high. Throwing to Messijan, gets it to Crowell between the circles. And Stevie set the floor. A hand off to Hepburn, 10 on the shot clock. Hepburn against Dent. Chucky through the legs on the dribble, going to work. Right lane line, fades, flips, right baseline, good again.
The separation on that move.
60-40, Wisconsin with 4:40 to play. Dent against Klesman, now turns him over to Messijan. It's a Lamar screen. Klesman picks up Dent now, a throw to Myers, lobs it, wanted Cisse, picked off by Crowell.
That's a dangerous pass. He was too far extended lane line. He's got to come out to the wing side to make that kind of pass.
Hepburn on the dribble, hands off the Wall. Tyler in the paint, finds Chucky low on the left. Hepburn turns it out the Wall, almost went up and down, finds Messijan, and a reset with 10 on the shot clock. Badgers up by 20. Here's Chucky off the Crowell screen. Hepburn with 5 to shoot. Hepburn trying to go to work, and the left corner rainbow three, it dances in for Chucky Hepburn. When you're hot, you're hot.
Oh my.
Even Kirk Petty smiling at that. Hit a few like that in his day. Here's a three straight away from Calicon, no good. Rebound inside. Cisse finds Lamar up and in, it counts and a foul.
That was a heat check of all heat check. And Kirk did give him that smile because Kirk hit one. I think it hit the side of the backboard when his went in.
It did.
Like that.
I remember that. Oh, the memories. We have the under four media timeout with 3:45 to play. Wisconsin 63, Western Illinois 42. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if auto owners make sense for you.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Up 21 with 3:45 to play. Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. You made the comment during the break, Charlie. You know, Stevie Crowd's another double-double, but he's like, talk about the model of efficiency.
Oh,
that's a beautiful look at stat line that he's got going tonight.
Yeah, 5 of 7 from the floor. Hit a three-pointer, 1 for 1, 2 free throws made. 5 of his 11 rebounds are offensive. He's got 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks.
That's not bad.
That's an okay night, I guess.
That's not bad. Free throw is good for Braden Lamar, finishing the three-point play. Crowell was called for the foul there, going into the media timeout. Nolan Winter is in for him with 3:38 to play, 63-43, Wisconsin. In the Chucky Hepburn show here of late. He is doing a ton of damage. And here's Connor Asijan doing some damage of his own, hitting a three.
What a beautiful thing for this team to see him and know that he's got to get on rhythm for them to be successful, and they run a play for him.
Hepburn had 11 straight points, and now losing the handle is Anderson, a turnover, and then a foul. It's going to go against Amiko Anderson, redshirt freshman out of Minneapolis. Checking in as we have our media timeouts. 3 minutes, 13 seconds to play. Pick it up, by the way, in the Old Dominion best of the game. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:13 to play. Wisconsin 66, Western Illinois 43. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money right now at Menards. Always give your pet the best with Merrick grain-free dog food. It's made with real ingredients from right here in the U.S. to provide your pet with a balanced nutrition. Real meat is the first ingredient, and the recipe is specially balanced with protein, healthy fat, and fresh produce. Save big money and pick up a 22-pound bag for $76.98. Price is good through December 3rd.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Three minutes, 13 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center, 66-43, Wisconsin leading Western Illinois. We had some excitement at halftime, by the way, Charlie. Dude named Nathan won $5,000. Half-court shot, courtesy of the Ho-Chunk Hot Hands contest. That was straight in, too. No glass needed and no doubt.
Nothing, just straight net. And it wasn't like, it wasn't a missile either. It was a beautiful arc on that shot. He must have practiced in those.
The second guy hit the front of the rim, and he was online. I thought we were going to
have a twofer.
Serious cash. Marcus Silver steps to the free throw line for Wisconsin, looking for his first points. He has four rebounds, also had a steal a moment ago. And the 1-1, no good. Rebound tapped off of Blackwell into Ilver's hands. And the possession continues for Wisconsin. Marcus Silver, a guy they've talked about, he's gotten quite a bit stronger. And with that comes the confidence. And this is a game where he's going to get some run. Tries a three on cue. Marcus Silver hits the three ball.
Nice tee up there.
See, who do we want to do this with next time? I'll save it for Saturday. 69-43, Wisconsin, 2:48 remaining. Here's Anderson, drives the lane, up right hand, missed, but he was fouled by Nolan Winter. D'Amico Anderson out of Minneapolis North High School.
I feel like there was a smile between those two. I feel like they played a little bit against each other.
A little North High, a little Lakeville North. Anderson averaging 3 points a game when he's gotten some floor time. 69-43, Wisconsin.
We're under 3 minutes here, and I think a really key takeaway here in the second half is Wisconsin took that fight and that blow by Western Illinois for about 4.5 minutes of that. And I think that's really important because you're going to see games of runs the next few games that we watch. So I think that's really important to build that confidence.
Chris Hodges, Isaac Lindsay coming in for Esiegen and Blackwell. D'Amico Anderson hit the first free throw. 69-44 Wisconsin, 2:45 remaining. Second free throw is on the way, and that's straight through. 69-45, Winter will be inbounding. Showing press was Western Illinois, and now backs off with the Badgers up by 24, getting late at the Kohl Center. Kamari McGee throwing to Hodges. He'll leave it for Isaac Lindsay. Pass for Nolan Winter between the arcs, flips it to Ilver, and a whistle off the ball and a foul call. They may get Braden Lamar again. And they do. It'll be his fourth. And the team's 10th, so Nolan Winter will get two foul shots.
He was trying to stop Winter from getting to the basket, but he decided to grab him with two hands.
First free throw for Winter is good. And now Jackson Hamilton. Richard Jr. out of lacrosse, transfer from UW Parkside, joining Coach Boudreaux's program. Second free throw coming up for Winter on the way, and that's good. 71-45, Wisconsin with 2.5 minutes remaining. James Dents up the floor. Team high 15 points. He is the one leatherneck in double figures tonight, checked by Isaac Lindsay. Dent at the right elbow. Little dig from Ilver. A throw to Maliko Anderson. Turns it left side for Josiah West. Now Cisse backing on Hodges. A throw out to Dent and started to drive. He got grabbed by Isaac Lindsay. Be the first on him and a 1-1 coming up for Western Illinois with 2:06 remaining.
It's good to go deep into the bench here a little bit. Get them some time. Get them some rhythm. You never know where these guys are going to start developing.
Badgers hosting Marquette on Saturday. Marquette will play Southern tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Shaka Smart has himself a terrific team this season. First free throw is good for James Dent, team that won the Big East regular season and conference tournament championship and eliminated in the second round of the NCAA tournament by Michigan State. Second free throw is good. 71-47, Wisconsin. Shea Davis will come in for James Dent.
Well, you could tell that's a Marquette team that was on a nice little run, got eliminated, like you said, but man, they have really filled a lot of the gaps that they had after that game.
Yeah, they're super athletic. Tyler Kolick, one of the outstanding guards, players, period. Oso Igodaro. Here's Winter going into Hodges, trying to finish, but it's rejected by Cisse. With a minute 54 remaining. Maliko Anderson outside left, defended by Marcus Ilver. And baseline left, jumper away, no good. Rebound fought for, dug out of there by Isaac Lindsay with a minute 40 to play. 71-47, Wisconsin. Lindsay, a high screen from Hodges, a throw to Winter, turns it to Kamari McGee. High on the right, goes into Winter. Right of the lane, Shea Davis defending. Big size advantage for Nolan. Throwing to Lindsay, left corner three is off the rim and out, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Cisse, 3-on-2. A near steal from Lindsay, and a whistle and a blocking foul. Inside, trying to get there was Kamari McGee, and couldn't quite get there in time.
I'll take that percentage play every time.
Sure, absolutely.
Make Cisse shoot some free throws.
Yeah, not afraid, it was Kamari either, to take the hit from a 6'11 senior. Cisse will shoot two.
He's kind of built like a bus, though.
Yeah. First free throw is just a bit outside.
Very kind.
Isaac Gard will come in. Luke Hurdle as well. Lindsay and McGee will sit down. Cisse with 8 points and 11 rebounds. Wide left of that first free throw. The second attempt off the left side iron, no good. Hodges the rebound. Well, the free throw shooting aside, Cisse is not a bad looking player for this Western Illinois team. First year in the Ohio Valley Conference. Luke Hurdle outside rights. We'll find Nolan Winter. Now Isaac Gard. Lisa Burke Hodges, top of the circle. Under a minute now. 71-47 Wisconsin. Shot clock is at 6. Hurdle outside left. 4 to shoot. Let it fly, Luke. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. 1 to shoot. Hurdle in the lane. Too late. Shot clock violation.
Yeah, you got to go a little bit faster than that. He only got it with 4 seconds left.
45.7 seconds to play. 71-47 Wisconsin. Cisse comes out now. Deeren Rahire on the floor for Western Illinois. 6'5 redshirt freshman out of Indianapolis. Shea Davis, a step back long two is good from Shea Davis. 71-49 Wisconsin. 28 seconds to play. Press is on. Trying to get a turnover here and against the Badger reserves and a feed to Ilver. He was starting to lean out of bounds. Badgers will take a timeout. 30-second timeout with 23.6 to play. 71-49, Wisconsin.
That was smart. Heads-up play. Let you guys come back out of this timeout and actually reset and have something to focus on. Because you got guys on the court right now that haven't seen a lot of that action. So you got to remind them about what your plays are.
Up next for Western Illinois, a tough road swing, 3 in a row away from home. They lost to Valpo last week to Illinois on Friday. They got a three-game homestand. Hannibal LaGrange coming up in 3 days. So you got Winter, Ilver, Hodges, Hurdle, and Gard on the floor for Wisconsin. Western Illinois not showing press now. 71-49 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Luke Hurdle. And he'll bring it up in the final 20 seconds here at the Kohl Center. Badgers about to extend their winning streak to 3 games and getting ready for a 3-game gauntlet that will begin on Saturday as Hurdle with 8 seconds left. Luke will dribble out the clock. And it's on to Saturday against the Marquette Golden Eagles. It's over at the Kohl Center.
Well done by Wisconsin being able to take that early punch in the second half by Western Illinois and extending the lead.
And taking control of the game after it briefly got into single digits, but the Badgers had an answer. And a big-time answer again. 4 players in double figures, 3 of them with 13 points. Crowell, Hepburn, and Storr as the Badgers improve to 5-2. Your final score tonight, Wisconsin 71, Western Illinois 49. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin improves to 5-2 with a 71-49 win against Western Illinois tonight. And model of consistency, as you're saying, with the Wisconsin shooting half to half, pretty good.
Yeah.
For the game, 53%. Second half, 13 out of 24. And as you said, you know, they took the punch from Western Illinois. It was a 16-point lead at half, got down to 8. But no panic, stayed with it, and then reestablished control.
Yeah, they came out really great, and they had to. They had to do something to mix it up because they were not able to get to the rim in the first half. So they came out really aggressive in the second half and kind of shook Wisconsin just a little bit, and then they got reset. They were helping a lot better on the weak side defense, and on-ball defense was way better after that little bit of run.
Badgers end up with 24 paint points, down a little bit from what we've seen, but overall they still made a high percentage of their shots, so they got the job done.
They did, and I like how they focused inside out again. Mm-hmm. I think you shoot much better percentages when you get the ball inside first, suck that defense in, and we talked about it right towards the end of the broadcast, is that Crowell just dominated inside. I mean, to have 13 points, 11 rebounds, mm-hmm. couple assists, couple blocks. You know, you just like, you have a perfect game like that. I mean, when he plays like this, I think this team is really hard to stop.
All right, Badgers a winner, 71-49. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin defeats Western Illinois tonight, 71-49. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for